Hi everyone, it's Molly, and welcome to the latest installment of Make Molly Come. Today's volunteer happens to be Watt99 MVP with his story, The River King, written by Maiden of Dishonor. Now, I have to give you a full, disclaimer here. If you are not on birth control, this voice will get you pregnant. He is so divinely sexy. I love that country accent of his. So I'm going to play this for you. And the whole time, even before it gets to the really sexy parts, I'm going to be touching myself. Because this guy's voice really turns me on. So, here we go.
You called? Why, don't look so surprised, child. Singing by the river. That's as much of a calling for me as anything else. You must be new in town, miss. Where are my manners? You must excuse my impropriety. I wasn't expecting such a beautiful voice would have a face to match. Oh. Allow me to introduce myself. I go by many names. Some refer to me as the handsome gambler. Other boorish individual, know me as the devourer, but you, child, you can call me the River King. You know who I am. Well, that would explain a few things. For starters, while you're not put off by my uncommon appearance, well, no mortal man's as massive in stature as I am. Or as well-dressed. It would also explain why you're down here at all. Folks in town always warn outsiders about me. Don't scrape food into the water. Don't cross the town border on Sundays. And don't go singing by the river after dark. Young lady, you've been doing all of those things ever since you got here. Surely you've heard the stories, tales of the people who've had their dealings with the handsome gambler. The others would call you a fool for trying to attract my attention. But you're no fool, are you, child? You've heard the stories about the miracles I've worked, how I rescued those poor souls from the flames of perdition, and gave them everything they asked for. You heard, and you came running.
Save me.
Oh, that laugh. And yet, I'm afraid. Why? You wanted my attention, girl. Now you've got it. Maybe you're having second thoughts. You weren't quite expecting my mouth to be so big. Or my teeth so sharp. Come closer, child. Tell me what you want. Fame? Riches? A man? Whatever that pretty little heart wants, I'll give it to you on a silver serving tray.
All I want is a monster.
You don't want to say. Well, how am I supposed to grant your wish if you won't say it? Of course, I could always hazard a guess. I'm not one to brag. I'm something of a connoisseur when it comes to this sort of thing. We all have hungers after all. Yes, I can feel it. Smell it. Fear runs deep within you, like the river. You're afraid. That much is obvious. But not of me. Forgive my mistake, child. It's everything else you're afraid of, isn't it? You hunger for safety, security. No. In all the centuries I've spent dealing with the humans, not once have I taken one home with me. Is that why you came down by the river, darling?
Yeah, you should start now.
You were looking for someone to take you away. Someone to take care of you. Keep you safe from the big, bad world. I can do that. My house is small, but you won't want for anything. You'll always have food in the pantry and a warm embrace from yours truly. My home will become our home. Then there's the matter of payment. I don't ask for much. Keep the place clean. Have dinner on the table when I come through the door each night. And, well, as I've said, we've all got hungers. And I'm sure you can satisfy mine. That's right, darling. I don't want your soul. Just your body. So, do we have a deal? Once you choose this, there's no turning back. Think it over before you give an answer. But the last thing you need is to be thinking on an empty stomach. Are you hungry, child? Now, don't be trying to pretend you're not. It's 5:30 supper time. You didn't scrape any leftovers into the river. You haven't eaten dinner. You can't go skipping meals like that, young lady. I would be heartless to let you starve. When I have your dinner right here. You're salivating. When I said that no mortal man was as massive, I wasn't just referring to my height. My dear, I can see what you're thinking. And those pretty wide eyes of yours. Does it taste as good as it looks? Well, how about you come over here and find out? No, you don't waste time, do you? Dropping right to your knees. Careful now, darling. Don't. Choke on the first mouthful. Child. Sad of you like this. It's almost as sweet as the peach cobbler you made yesterday. I'm gonna have that cobbler whenever I want. I'm gonna be able to have you whenever I want. Darling. Pretty little housewife. Perfect little girl. Child. You know what you're doing, don't you? Oh, that's my pretty little girl. Yes, my dear. Child. You do know what it takes, don't you? I can see you called me for a reason. You make me so glad I answered. Yes, child.
I love how you say such a child.
Yes. Take it, my child. Take it. You are a hungry little one, aren't you? Yes. I'm so close. Come on, girl. Finish it. Finish your dinner. And then, there'll be dessert. I'm gonna. Take it from that dazed grin on your face that you've considered my proposal. That's what I thought. And now, come along, girl. I'm gonna carry you back to my little cabin. No. Don't worry about your precious things. I'll come back to your house and fetch them for you. But first, I'm gonna take you home. Lay you out of bed and give you that dessert I promised.
Oh, well, God damn. Woof. So, I want to give Mad props to Maiden of Dishonor for the awesome script, and Watt, of course, for his incredibly erotic interpretation. Oh, Molly needs a smoke. Oh, that was good. Thank you, guys. I give that 2 thumbs up. I liked the fact that it had such a good narrative flow. It had story, and it wasn't just something to dance my fingers to. It was something that stimulated feelings and emotions. Very, very sexy. Oh, I can't stay awake much longer. Good night, guys. Mwah.